Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my precious brothers and sisters. We are continuing discussing the topic of the unreached people group. A people group is a significantly large grouping of individuals who perceive themselves to have a common affinity for one another. That is a people group. Well, why they have a common affinity for one another? It could be because of their shared language, religion, ethnicity, residence, occupation, or class. Okay, now the important question is, what is unreached people group? It is a group of people, a people group within which there is no indigenous community of Christians able to evangelize their people group. Okay, we know that this is a strategic and important. Why? Because we know the gospel spreads much easier within a people group where churches exist than jump from one people group to another. All right, so now remember the necessity of, one, identifying an unreached people groups. Two, praying for this group. Any ministry starts with praying. Three, evangelize them. Four, planting a church. Very exciting. Well, you might be thinking, I am hearing a big serious talks here. Unreached peoples, Muslims, planting in churches. I am sure if I can help or what can I do? Well, it's a good thing to know, realize that you cannot do anything without Christ living in you, guiding you, and enabling you to do something for God. Neither you or I can do anything. However, I believe that hearing this program, I believe this is a good start indicating that God has a plan to use you. And God will guide you. And God will speak to you, even right now, today. Because remember, missions, saving people, is really God's idea. It is not my idea or, you know, your pastor idea. And just to be walking with God, to be in the will of God, is to be, meaning that you are in the position that allow God to use your life. And I want to share with you my testimony, you know. I haven't shared it much with you in the past. Might encourage you. You know, I used to work as a defense lawyer in Egypt, practice law in my father's legal firm. Most of my clients were drug dealers and criminals, and all of them were guilty. I was not able in Egypt to live the life God called me to live. Actually, I tried to share Jesus with Muslims a few times, give them Christian materials. I was arrested and I got into troubles. And then God called me to leave Egypt. God spoke to me from Hebrews 11, that by faith, Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Moses chose to lose the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his great reward. And God told me, Sammy, you are lying in court. You are helping the guilty to be declared innocent. You are living for yourself to make money, to please your earthly father. Leave Egypt, go to America. And I came to America and started working in a gas station, pumping gas in 1980. And of course, I you know, was praying, God, guide me, use me. And I saw a bumper sticker on a car, Jesus Lives. And that guided me to Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa. And after I finished UCI, studied for the California bar exam, God called me to love him with all my mind, to let go of my legal career, to collect the evidence and write Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, the book, to present Jesus in the most understandable, attractive, convincing, acceptable way to Muslims without compromise, of course, and to answer Muslims' important questions about our Christian faith. And God has been using Glad News book, translated to 15 languages, published by a major publisher, to equip tens of thousands of Christians to share Jesus effectively with Muslims and also help tens of thousands of Muslims to become followers of Christ. Now, and God is calling me now to use mass media, internet and all that, Google and YouTube, and to even help millions of Christians to be equipped and help millions of Muslims to become followers of Christ. Now, if you ask me when I left Egypt, is God is going to use your life when you go to America, when I was pumping gas, I will tell you, I don't know. I am just trying to be a Christian today. I'm trying to, you know, to walk with God. And of course, I fell down. I sinned. I fall short so many times. And I struggled through the years from 1980 to when I started the ministry, 1991. But look at my situation now. Book is translated in 15 languages, and God is using the ministry. Actually, you know, I can't take the credit for it because God used Christian Americans that helped me to do the ministry. And God used some of the American pastors, and God used circumstances, and God himself enabled me to do the ministry. And if I try to figure that out from the beginning, when I left Egypt, I could not even imagine. And the Bible is right. God will use your life if you walked with God in the best way you know how. You know, I wasn't perfect all these years. But I can tell you, when I sin, I did not have any desire to continue sinning. I will repent and ask God to forgive me and to cleanse me and to help me walk with him again. When I lost my focus on God and on his commandments and on walking by faith, I will cry and will repent and will ask God to help me again. And you can do the same. God can use you in the most powerful way, 100 times more than he used me, if you decided to walk with God by faith and obedience. It is very simple. And we know from the gospel that God using the weak and the foolish. So, you know, we have the biblical foundation that God will use you and me no matter what. Now, back again to our topic. The missionary task must never be sharing the gospel with every living person. Even though God wants every person to hear the gospel, but not from the missionary. The missionary task is to bring about, produce, cause the beginning of a gospel movement in every people group. That is really what is needed now. If you want us to be strategic, so that the people of that culture will eventually hear the gospel communicated to them from someone from their own people group. So when we think about missions, what is the essential missionary task is to establish a viable indigenous church planting movement in every people group.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. We are almost out of time for today. Want to remind you, I am available. I will make every effort to speak at your fellowship to motivate the believers to love their neighbors and the enemies and equip your fellowship to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. I would love to give your fellowship some of the over 40 years of experience and education that God gave me, so together we can be used by God more to expand His kingdom. Salam, my brothers and sisters.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanaho. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.